Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe, text number 39.
Kvachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Shabala Chaitana Kvachit Hasati Tachinta Ahlada Udgayati Kvachit Kvachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Shabhala Chaitana Kvachit Hasati Tachchinta Hlada Udgayati Kvachit Kvachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Shabhala Chaitana Kvachit Dhasati Tach Chinta Lada Udgayati Kvachit Kvachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Shabhala Chaitana Kvachit Dhasati Tach Chinta Hlada Udgayati Kvachit. Kvachit Rudati Chinta Shabala Chaitana Kvachidhasati Tachchinta Hlada Udgayati Kvachit
Ladies, please.
Kvachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Sabala Chaitana Kvachit Dhasati Tach Chinta Lada Udgayati Kvachit Kvachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Shabala Chaitana Kvachit Dhasati Tach Chinta Lada Udgayati Kvachit Kvachit
Sometimes Rudati Cries Vaikuntha Chinta by thoughts of Krishna. Shabala Chaitana, whose mind was bewildered. Kvachit sometimes. Hasati, laughs. Tachinta, by thoughts of him. Ahlada, being jubilant. Udgayati, chants very loudly. Kvachit, sometimes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Because of advancement in Krishna consciousness, he sometimes cried, sometimes laughed, sometimes expressed jubilation, and sometimes sang loudly. Purport. This verse further clarifies the comparison of a devotee to a child. If a mother leaves her small child in his bed or cradle and goes away to attend to some family duties, the child immediately understands that his mother has gone away, and therefore he cries. But as soon as the mother returns and cares for the child laughs and becomes jubilant. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, being always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, sometimes felt separation, thinking, "Where is Krishna?" This is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. When an exalted devotee feels that Krishna is invisible, having gone away, he cries in separation. And sometimes when he sees that Krishna has returned to care for him, he laughs, just as a child sometimes laughs upon understanding that his mother is taking care of him. These symptoms are called bhava. In the Nectar of Devotion, various bhavas, ecstatic conditions of a devotee, are fully described. These bhavas are visible in the activities of a perfect devotee. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that most munificent and merciful incarnation of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who delivers Krishna Prema. He gives love of Krishna to anyone as he pleases, and makes these ecstatic emotions in connection to Krishna tangible and real. Our qualification is that the Lord Himself has come to give us those feelings of loving devotion. It's not some sort of self-manifested contrivance, but that Krishna, if He desires, He can give someone the ecstatic feelings of bhava, love for Himself. And one can't argue with that. One can't argue with that and make some excuse out of fear of that personal relationship under the guise of some sort of philosophical manipulation or some sort of social manipulation. An example of that is given in the activities of Lord Chaitanya himself, who, while traveling from, from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, stopped through the holy town of Varanasi. This is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 7. He was traveling, and he had so many followers with him, and he was chanting, Krishna, 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 hey. And everywhere he would go, so many thousands and thousands of people would come. They'd be in ecstasy just to see him. When he would chant the holy names of Krishna to someone, that person would become filled with such ecstatic love of God that they would go back to their own villages, and they would chant that same name. And then all the persons in that village would become enthused with the same ecstatic love. That same potency is still there in the holy name. It hasn't diminished in the slightest. But as he was traveling around, and as he's passing through the city of Varanasi, there were these impersonalist Mayavadi scholars headed by Prakashananda Saraswati. And they couldn't really, for whatever reason, they couldn't really get it. They couldn't accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and that he was distributing pure love of Krishna. And so they made a lot of excuses. They said, this Chaitanya, isn't that what they said? They couldn't even say the name of Krishna. This Chaitanya He's just a sentimentalist. He's become bewitched. He hangs out with other fanatical people, and they have this sort of fanatical cult, and he's not really performing the duties of a sannyasi. In this way, they blasphemed him. And they made these excuses to try to avoid the flood of love of Krishna. They made these excuses. Lord Chaitanya heard this while he was traveling through Varanasi, but he paid it no mind. He went to Vrindavan anyway. Am I correct, Prabhu? He went to Vrindavan and then came back. He moved around a lot. I'm pretty sure he went to Vrindavan. And as he's coming back to Varanasi the second time, he was staying at the home of Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. And these devotees, they were always hearing this blasphemy of Lord Chaitanya, and they were so disturbed by it. Interestingly enough, it's described by Srila Prabhupada that their Kanishta Adhikaris, they couldn't argue with the philosophical statements made by the sannyasis. They couldn't really argue to defeat them. And yet they're pure devotees because they're personal associates of the Lord. Interesting thing to note, but not the subject at hand. So they were hearing this blasphemy. They were so disturbed. They came to Mahaprabhu and they said, "My Lord, you know, we can't tolerate this blasphemy. We don't know what to do." And Lord Chaitanya just smiled, indicating, "Okay, I'll take care of it." Just at that very moment, perchance, a Brahmana walks in and he invites Lord Chaitanya to please come to my home. I'm hosting so many sannyasis, all of these Mayavadi sannyasis, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati. I'm hosting all of them at my home. I would love for you to come and visit as well. And Mahaprabhu made some arguments that, no, I don't associate with such people. But eventually, he decided to go. When Mahaprabhu went to visit these Mayavadi sannyasis who were blaspheming him, who were trying to avoid the flood of love of Krishna, he demonstrated the real bhakti science, the technology by which one can enter into the emotions of devotion. He demonstrated by being very, very humble. As he himself said, Trinadapi Sunichena Torori Vasahishnina Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is the prerequisite for constant chanting of the Lord's holy names. To think oneself lower than straw in the street, to be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all false prestige, to offer all respects to others and expect none in return. This is what it takes to chant. And so when he went to this assembly of Mayavadi sannyasis, he first washed his feet, as is customary, and then sat down in the very place where he washed his feet. It's considered very dirty. And also, he's a sannyasi. And that sort of culture, a sannyasi is very respected, should have a high seat, everyone else bows down to him. But he sat in this very low place, very humbly. And then he manifested an effulgence. And these sannyasis, they were so bewildered by the quality of Sri Chaitanya, they invited him. They said, "Oh, please, what is your lamentation? Don't sit here. Please come and join us. Please sit in our assembly. You look as effulgent as if you are Narayan yourself." Which is significant, because these sannyasis, they think that they're all Narayan anyway. So when they're saying Om Namo Narayanaya to Lord Chaitanya, they're actually thinking, "I'm Narayan." They're thinking, "Oh, Lord Chaitanya, he's already attained the platform of Narayan. We'll be Narayan in our next life, but he's Narayan now." So they could at least appreciate that much. And they questioned him, they challenged him. This is the point I'm getting at in regards to this verse and purport. They challenged him. They challenged this ecstatic symptoms of love of Krishna. They wouldn't accept it. They said, "You're a sannyasi. A sannyasi is supposed to study the Vedas and to perform austerities. What are you doing hanging out with such sentimentalists? You become bewildered. This is not your duty." They're very upset in this way. Sometimes some of us hear the same arguments, maybe. "What are you doing with these sentimental, crazy people? Why are you doing like that, jumping up and down?" It's relevant. In the same way, they were criticizing Lord Chaitanya. "You're a sannyasi. You shouldn't become bewitched and bewildered by sentimental, fanatical people. Why are you doing this?" Lord Chaitanya said, "You know what? My spiritual master said that I'm a fool. Murkatumi tomara nahik vedantarikar Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sara." He said, "I'm just a fool. I've got no qualification for studying the Vedas. No qualification whatsoever." He told me, "Krishna mantra japa sada. You should always chant Krishna's holy names. E mantra sara. This is the essence of all the mantras, all the rituals, all of the culture of yoga, is to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna." He challenged him in this way, saying that You know, this holy name of Krishna is something very special that you can't understand. You're disqualified to understand because of being so proud. He said, Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochana. Krishna nama hoite pavi krishnera charana. This holy name of Krishna, this Hare Krishna mantra, is completely sufficient for putting a stop to material existence. Samsara mochana. These Mayavadi sannyasis, their whole fixation, their whole goal is how to transcend material nature, put a stop to the cycle of samsara. And he said, chanting Hare Krishna is sufficient for that. And yet that's not even its main purpose. Krishna nama hoite pabe krishnera charana. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, one will see the lotus feet of the Lord. He said, this is the potency of the holy name. He said, in so many words, Mahaprabhu was saying to these sannyasis, you might be accusing me that I've become fanatical or I'm bewitched or overwhelmed. But you know what? I experienced those results when I received this mantra from my spiritual master. And I went and inquired from him. Oh, Gurudev, what is this mantra that you've given me? It causes me to laugh and to cry and to roll on the ground and to do all sorts of incredible things. What is the nature of this mantra? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, Srila Ishvara Puri, explained to him, yes, you've really got it. He was very pleased. Yes, my disciple, you've really understood the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Ishvara Puri said to him, Krishna nama maha mantra, etasva bhava, ye japatare krishne upajaya bhava. It's not some sort of contrivance or some sort of exercise. It's the very nature of the holy name of Krishna that anyone who chants it immediately experiences love of God. Krishna mantra hoite habe, no, Krishna nama maha mantra e tasva bhava ye japa tare krishne upajaye bhava. Anyone who chants it immediately experiences love of God. That's Srila Prabhupada's translation. I didn't make it up. Mahaprabhu is saying in so many words, it's the nature of this mantra that it causes someone to experience this ecstasy, this love and devotion. Srila Ishvara Puri went on to describe to him, actually, my dear disciple, this is the real goal. This is the real goal of chanting. And he quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, saying that this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all of its instructions. And it's very similar to what we're hearing here about Srila Prahlad Maharaj. He said, Evam brata sva priya nama kirtya jathanurago druta chitta uchai hasat yatoro riti rauti gayatyun madhavan rittiti lokabhaya. He said, for someone who begins to chant this holy name with a fixed vow, Evam vrata sva priya nama kirtya, that holy name of the Lord who's very dear to him, if someone chants that with a fixed vow, the result is that one laughs and one cries and one rolls on the ground, tears fall from one's eyes. Unmadavan nirtiti lokabhayan. One acts just like a madman. Unmadavan. An important Sanskrit word being used here is van, which means like a madman. We don't want to actually become madmen. Sometimes when I see my dear Prabhu, Bhakta Eric, dancing in ecstasy, I think, is he mad or is he like a madman? Sometimes it's hard to distinguish. But it's the nature of the holy name of Krishna, and you can't deny that. Mahaprabhu is saying you can't deny that. He goes on to say that my spiritual master told me to always chant these names in Sankirtan, in the association of other devotees. And therefore I laugh and I cry and I roll on the ground. He says, don't think that I'm doing it intentionally. It happens automatically. And so how vile and wicked is that mentality which causes us to see the love of God that other devotees are experiencing, and because of our own insecurities, our own offenses, try to find some sort of excuse. That's the nature of these Mayavadi sannyasis, these offenders. They couldn't accept that in the holy name of Krishna there's all that potential for ecstatic love and devotion. They couldn't accept him. And so many persons criticize us in that same way. What are you doing? You must be just spinning around so fast that you get dizzy. I remember the first time I went to the Hare Krishna Center in Wellington, New Zealand, called Gauri Yoga. Well, it's not Gauri Yoga anymore. It was at the time. And I saw them having a kirtan, and I was like one of those persons in the back like this, you know. Oh my God, what are they doing here? And they're all running around really fast. And particularly my godbrother Triyuga, he was famous for doing this sort of tornado spin with one leg, and he was a really great acrobat and yogi. And sometimes his leg would come out, and he'd really have to, get out of the way. And I was trying to justify to myself, what's wrong with these people? I thought, they must be screaming so loudly that there's some sort of oxygen deprivation in their brains. This is what I thought to myself. That must be it. Otherwise, how can they do this? So they're running around so fast, they must be getting dizzy. No, actually, pure love of Krishna is just naturally there in the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya himself, he is obliged, he is at liberty to give it to whomever he pleases. And you can't argue with that. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Svatantra Ishvara Krishna, Svatantra Ishvara Prema Niguda Bhandara Bila Ile Yare Tari Nakayala Vichara. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the completely independent supreme controller, the Lord Krishna himself. And he has this jewel called Prema Niguda Bhandara. He has this jewel of pure love of Krishna. And as far as whom he wants to give it to, Bila Ile Yare Tari Nakayala Vichara. Some of us know these Sanskrit words, these Bengali words, Yare Tare, the famous verse, Yare Deka Tare Kaha, Krishna Upadesh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Same words being used here, Yare Tare. Bila Ile Yare Tare Na Kaila Vichara. He can give it to anyone, anywhere, and he has no discrimination. Na Kaila Vichara. Vichara, this word means someone who has discrimination, contemplation, who thinks very deeply about it. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami invites us to contemplate the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in this way. Simply use your vichara. But then he says of Lord Chaitanya, na kaila vichara. He doesn't have such discrimination. He has no sense. Imagine if I say that to you. Haven't you got any sense? I say that to Eric a lot, actually. Haven't you got any sense? And that'd be considered like an insult. But of Lord Chaitanya and his tendency to pass out this Krishna prema, he has no sense of discrimination. So who can say otherwise? Svatantra Ishvara, he's the completely independent Supreme Lord. Who can say no? Who can say that this devotee is not experiencing ecstatic love of Krishna as he chants in the assembly of other Vaishnavas? Who can say that? These Mayavadi sannyasis, and perhaps that little Prakashananda Sarasvati who lives inside all of us, making these arguments, saying, no, I can't do it. They can't do it either. No, that's not the nature of the holy name of Krishna. It's naturally imbued with that loving devotion. And I bring this up to challenge a particular point which often comes up in our Vaishnava discussions. This particular phrase, which I don't really appreciate. I did the Veda-based search. I've tried to find all the Sanskrit shlokas which might be relevant, but I can't find a single one. So somebody, please, I'll put this out to you and ask, where is the verse or the statement by the bona fide acharyas that says, fake it till you make it? Fake it till you make it. Where is such a verse? I'd like to challenge this sort of mentality because it's insinuating that chanting in the association of devotees is somehow a farce. But there's nothing fake about it. In fact, it's the most real thing, is to chant in the association of devotees. For someone who's really following in the footsteps of the devotees of the Lord, chanting in their association, humbly, there's nothing fake about it. There's nothing fake about it. We have a practice of devotion, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, but there's no faking Sadhana Bhakti. Now, for someone who's really taking seriously the process of hearing and chanting in the association of the Vaishnavas, there's nothing fake about it. Mahaprabhu himself said this to Rupa Goswami. He said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhikabunoi, Shravanadi Shude Chita Karya Udoi. He said, actually, it's the eternal perfection of every living entity, this Krishna Prema. It's eternally there in the heart. It's eternal perfection. It never goes away. Shravanadi Shude Chita Karya Udoi. By the process of hearing and chanting, that natural love of Krishna eventually comes out. You want to bring up a challenge, Prabhu? I don't think I'll be able to beat it then. This is getting exciting. I like this. I hope I get to ask for help in case it's a tough one.
I think that, of course, that's not a devotional or a Vaishnav statement, fake it till you make it. That's something from, it's kind of like a New World karmi kind of slogan. But and it wasn't used during the time when Prabhupada was around. But I think it is something that's relevant. I think the way it's meant to be understood is fake it till you make it. In other words, even if you're not feeling enthusiastic, act enthusiastic, and then the enthusiasm will come. And Prabhupada did say that. So if you take it in that sense, that fake it till you make it means even if you're not feeling enthusiastic, act enthusiastic, and then you will feel, and Prabhupada did say that, so that's my point.
Don't you think, Prabhu, I appreciate your point, don't you think about Prabhu that suggests that actually someone is sincere enough to take seriously the process which is given to us by the acharyas, that sincerity can't be faked, and we can put on such a show. But for someone who actually goes into the association of the devotees and chants, that means they have faith in the process. They have faith in the result which is exhibited by the Vaishnava devotees. So I understand the point you're saying, that we want to act enthusiastic and the enthusiasm comes. But my main qualm with this, and I hope you'll agree, is that by that statement, it's suggesting that there's something false about hearing and chanting in the association of devotees, when it's actually that's the most real thing. Prabhu? Archita Prabhu would like to challenge that as well.
I think your interpretation is just a little bit off. What's being stated is that enthusiasm, sincerity, even as you said, you have to have some sincerity to come into the association and start the process. But it's not a one-way thing. We know it's up and down. So what the acharyas are saying and what Srila Prabhupada stated was that first of all, do things with a sense of duty. In other words, when the enthusiasm is not there, when you feel your sincerity waning, do it out of a sense of duty. That's why it's so important to accept the spiritual master seriously. That even when the enthusiasm is not there, the sincerity seems to be waning. My Guru Maharaj said, do it, so I do it. And when you have that attitude, that I will do it even if I don't feel it, even if I don't feel sincere, I don't feel enthusiasm, but my Guru Maharaj said, do it, so I have to do it. When you do that, then the mercy floods. Then it comes. Otherwise, if you think you're doing it on your own strength, my sincerity, my, you're not going to get very far. It has to be by the mercy of the spiritual master. That's the point that's being made. That means even if I don't feel it, I'm not feeling it today, I don't want to get up for Mangal Arati, but Prabhupada said the only reason to not go is death. Okay, I get up and I go. Prabhupada said, go out and preach. I don't feel it. These people are so weird and strange and they spit at me, but I have to do it anyway. Prabhupada said, go out and preach. When you have that attitude, then the mercy comes. It's not about you and your sincerity. It's about the mercy of the spiritual master that comes when you surrender to the order of the spiritual master.
Precisely the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Murkatumi tomar nahik vedantarikara. I'm just a fool. I have no qualification to understand the Vedas. He told me, Krishna mantra japa sada, e mantra sara. I simply have to chant the holy names of Krishna constantly. Someone who's sincerely practicing this naturally attains the result, which is these ecstatic emotions of love of Krishna. I think the important, I appreciate your points, Prabhu, and your clarification on that statement. I think the important point to recognize from these verses and from the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that our real insurance policy is that we're hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. By the association of other Vaishnavas, it becomes real. It's real to chant with the devotees. And we shouldn't for a second think that I need to, you know, have some sort of justification for why it's not happening or why I can't do this or why this person's like that. We should know that in the association of the Vaishnavas, chanting is the most real thing. It's the most valuable thing. That's prema nugada bandhara. And by seeing the examples of devotees, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Srila Prahlad Maharaj, we can have more and more faith to execute that with sincerity, and not having to rationalize or justify. We can have that real conviction when we see the example of Vaishnavas who are so overwhelmed with devotion in their service. Which is why we need to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the treatise on love of Krishna. It's the whole drama is there. We can see the example, we can experience the emotions just by hearing about them. If we hear some sincerity, follow in their footsteps, the result is guaranteed. Mahaprabhu himself guarantees it. One will experience this love of Krishna by chanting. Krishna nama maha mantra etasva bhava ye japatare Krishna upajaya bhava. It's the nature of the holy name of the Lord that anyone who chants it immediately experiences love of Godhead. So I hope in that sense we can try to see that there's this little Mayavadi sannyasi inside all of us who's trying to stop us from diving into the ocean, the anandam buddhivardhanam, the ever-increasing ocean of love of God, telling us, no, I can't chant with these devotees because I don't like this person, I don't like that person, or politics, or for so many things. We make some excuse to not engage in the kirtan. But I guess I'm putting this out here as my own sort of confession and entreaty unto all of you to please don't allow that to happen. Don't allow the mind to say, no, I can't chant with these devotees. I can't dive into that ocean of kirtan in the association of the Vaishnavas for this reason or that reason. My argument is that none of those reasons are valid. None of those reasons. Mahaprabhu himself set the example of chanting, performing kirtan, even with the most sinful wretch like Jagai and Madhai. The very moment that these two persons were liberated, the very moment that they received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they entered into that most ecstatic and confidential kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, immediately afterwards. And it's described that although Mahaprabhu had just displayed his Ishvara Bhav, by manifesting his qualities as the Supreme Lord and taking away all of their sinful qualities, and even though everyone was bewildered and in reverence having seen the Lord do this, they went inside to the house of Srivas Thakur and they had kirtan, and only moments later, it's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that the ecstasy was such that people were bumping into Mahaprabhu and stepping on his feet, as always happens in the kirtan, but nobody paid it any mind, because that's just the nature of Krishna kirtan, that one becomes overwhelmed with this ecstasy. They're bumping into him and accidentally stepping on him. Sometimes it happens when we're having a kirtan, you smack into some person. It's also described that Lord Chaitanya, while he was in this kirtan, he would dance so enthusiastically that when he would jump in the air, his own feet would touch his head. I'm waiting to see some of that from Eric or from some of our other top dancers. His own feet would touch his head. And these are the symptoms of love of God. And this is the way of worshipping Lord Chaitanya. This will be my final point. This is the way that we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not actually by puja, by the arati. We worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Kali Yuga avatar, Patita Pavana, like this. You put your hands in the air and you say, Haribo! This is how we worship Mahaprabhu. There's nothing false about it. There's someone who simply does that. You put your hands in the air and say, Haribo! And you naturally experience love of Godhead, just like that. So this is the argument Mahaprabhu is making, and this is what I'm trying to come across. Excuse me for challenging that phrase. But that there's nothing false about it. It's right there. It's in the holy name of Krishna. You just take it. Just get right into it. That's Krishna kirtan. Only someone who has good intelligence can appreciate that. Yajyai sankirtana prayar yajanti hi sumaidasaha. We have to be intelligent enough to appreciate that. That is just this kirtan. Thank you very much for your kind attention and for listening. And I apologize if I've offended anyone for statements which are commonly used. Questions, Prabhu? Perhaps you could bring him the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for inspiring lecture.
Thank you for listening.
I have one question. To experience the love of God, it's enough to chant Maha Mantra. But to convince the other people to get into this consciousness, one has to have the knowledge of Vedas. So, can you comment on that?
Absolutely. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, although making that statement that he's not qualified to study the Vedas, knew the Vedas very well. And immediately after this conversation, he discussed Vedanta philosophy with them, challenging their impersonal Brahman realization on the strength of Vedic statements. The point he's making is that there's a mood by which we enter into understanding the Hare Krishna mantra. And it's not just an intellectual thing. It's a mood of humility, receiving it from the spiritual master. And what to speak of convincing others to chant Hare Krishna, we need a lot of convincing ourselves. And therefore we have a whole culture of Krishna consciousness. I don't mean to belittle that and put it down by saying yajyai sankirtana prayar. The very word prayar means pretty much just sankirtan. This is what prayer means. Kind of pretty much just sankirtan. And you might think, now generally the Vedas and the sadhus who speak them are quite clear and precise in their statements. Why would they say yajyai sankirtana prayer? That in Kali Yuga it's pretty much just sankirtan. Why would they leave it a little bit obscure like that? Actually, the explanation which is given by Srila Jiva Goswami, if I recall correctly, by Jiva Goswami, is that, you know, in this age of Kali, we even have a hard time doing that. And so all of those things which we utilize in relation to Sankirtan is part of the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, we have the temple and the deities and the archana and the worship, because it gives us a very good reason for all of us to come here and perform kirtan. And therefore, we have our attempts at varnashram dharma. It makes a society by which we can peacefully execute kirtan. Therefore, we have so many aspects of our culture, but the purpose is the sankirtan. So yagyaya sankirtana prayaya. We need all of this, all of that, just to convince us to engage in kirtan. Does that answer your question, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna.
It's okay. You can say it.
Hare Krishna. Is it okay to say, according to what you're saying, then in any moment, you know, kirtan, Krishna can give us Krishna prem, because, you know, many devotees may be there in a different stage, you know, anarpa nivritti. It's difficult to say, you know, they're dancing ecstasy, they are still in anarta nivritti stage of purification. But this is not disqualification, then you surrender to the kirtan and try to, it's possible to, you know, there is one statement Prabhupada said, we should try to live here and now, like in Zen Buddhism, you know, being here, you know, forget your past, forget past of others. Can you say like that? Then in a kirtan, you can get Krishna prem, even if you're in anarta nivritti stage, if you're surrendered to the kirtan.
You like to answer that, Bhrigu? Please. Oh, Krishna Chaitanya. To the best of my understanding, even when we're out there in Harinam, on the street, and we're chanting, those persons who've literally just walked out of the bar, beer in hand, hot dog in the other, if they put their hands in the air and they say, Hare Krishna, at that very moment, they're liberated. And they're experiencing love of Krishna. It's just that at the very next moment, they drink the beer and have a bite of the hot dog, and then they're unliberated again. But even that very moment, they're liberated, to the best of my knowledge. I can't think of a particular shastric verse to bring that up. But we shouldn't take it cheaply like there's some excuse. And then just look at the example of Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra. Srila Prabhupada explicitly, clearly says in the Adi Lila, 7th chapter, they're Kanishta Adhikaris. Kanishta. They don't have philosophical understanding. Kanishta, that's what he says. And yet, you know, just a few purports later, he says they're pure devotees, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So who are we to say, you know, what sort of love of Krishna someone is experiencing and why they can't? Personally, I try not to make that as a sort of a habit, to try to say why someone can't experience love of Krishna. When Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Svatantra Ishvara Prema Nigura Bandara, Lord Chaitanya can give it to anyone. I'm personally not going to argue with that. You have something to add to that, Marjita Prabhu? One last, Sudarshanji? Can you give it to Sudarshan, please? Sorry to hold everyone up. If anyone wants to go, you're welcome.
Would you say someone, like how you just said, when he raised his hands, he was liberated? Even without sincerity, the mantra liberates you? Even if he's not sincere?
Chaitanya Prabhupada, go Premanandi. Without sincerity. My understanding of what's sincere is that we're doing it in the association of the devotees. Yes, Prabhu?
Actually, it has to exist.
Mm-hmm. My argument is that, and this is going to be my last statement, I promise. I'm going to tell a really short story, but I promise you're going to like it too. My argument is that, why argue against the potency, the potential of the holy name of Krishna? Why argue against it? My mother, as a kid, used to tell me, don't go down to the train tracks and put those quarters and pennies on the train tracks. I used to do this as a kid. You put a penny on the train tracks, let the train go by it, and fly off, right? Shooting somewhere like this. And we were little boys, we just thought this was the most fun thing in the whole world. These little pennies would become flying off. You duck, might come right near your head, and then you go find it, and it'd be really hot, and it'd be all squished. And we just thought this was great. My mother said, you don't go down by those train tracks and put those pennies and quarters on the tracks, because one of these days, she said, that train is going to get caught on that quarter, and the whole train is going to flip over and die. I mean, all those people are going to die. This is what she told me. And I was like 9 or 10 years old, and I thought, oh my God, you know, I might kill all these people. The fact of the matter is, a little coin on a train track can't stop a massive train. Similarly, we're just allowing ourselves, we're allowing this flood of love of Godhead to be stopped by these tiny little things in our mind. Just like Prakashananda Saraswati, who's highly qualified by his austerity, by his learning, by so many things. But his enviousness, this tiny little thing, restricted him from getting that flood of love of Krishna. So let's not allow these tiny little things in the mind to stop us, these little doubts. Let's engage completely in kirtan, in the association of devotees, and full confidence and faith that will be entirely effective. This is the argument I'm hoping to express to all of you. And I hope you'll accept it as well. Thank you very much for listening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Anjai. Ajai.